I'm going to start a dipper. I spec I'll get as far as I can with it. I spec it's going to generate some activity, some thought processes. I'm calling this one The Wages of Wokeness. What happens when woke is allowed to implement its policies, its procedures, its regulations? What do you get? On the backside of this, you begin to find out. You get what I call the wages of wokeness. So here's the first one. All right, fellas, I got Big Rig and Butters here in the studio with me right now. So I don't know about y'all. I was what I would consider to be an average student. Were y'all like super duper spelling bee champion? I did win the spelling bee in fourth grade, I gotta admit. I don't want to brag or anything, but there's that.
I definitely did not win a spelling bee.
How about you? Were you like the fired up student? Did you love school? Were you the guy?
No.
A simple no.
I was a talent show guy. I was all about the talent shows.
Oh.
Yeah. So you were the entertainer.
You were entertaining even at that young age.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You guys are going to get to know Big Rig over time, but he has got a touring history that we'll get into at some point. All right. So what if you could be paid to go to school?
Well, in a way, the U.S. Navy and the taxpayers provided me a scholarship.
A little different. I'm talking about like as young as 5 years old.
Show me the money.
You're willing to step back and start all over, right?
Can I get backdated pay for my kids?
You know, there's an idea. Can we put in for that now? Do we have the receipts? I can go ahead and reclaim this at some point. So here's the thing. Liberal policies being what they are, Ohio especially is dealing with some stuff right now. Absenteeism is chronic. We're seeing stuff that's happened, especially since the pandemic, when so many kids went home, a lot of them didn't come back. And the school systems don't know what to do. And they have no record of whether they're being homeschooled, private schooled, moved out of the way, died. They don't know where they are. All they know is attendance is so far down. Studies have shown now that in Ohio, it's such a chronic problem that 30% of all students are failing to meet the required attendance rates. That's huge. I mean, Chicago, think about this. That's like Chicago is like almost as big as Alabama. I mean, this is a population base that has a lot of kids in school. 30% of them are not meeting the required attendance rates for schools. So the state legislature, rather than saying, here's an idea, perhaps it's discipline. Perhaps it's a matter of getting with the families. Oh, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't have shut down the schools. Maybe we ought to let the teachers union step out of the way so we can actually do schools. No, they want to pay kids. So here's the deal. It says, now the legislature, story on hotair.com, the legislature is proposing a novel solution. They are launching a pilot program where some students would be paid to attend school more often. Students who meet the benchmark would receive $25 every 2 weeks for good attendance, larger bonuses on a monthly and semester basis, an additional bonus for graduating high school. Students as young as 5 can get paid to show up to class under a proposed Ohio law fighting absenteeism. Your immediate thoughts, where you at?
I don't think you're really motivating the 5-year-old, but their parents maybe.
Yeah. But mommy, I thought I got paid. No, darling, that was a talk. I don't know where that money went.
I think we could. I mean, look at McDonald's and Happy Meals and cheap little toys. We could do it a lot cheaper than paying 5-year-olds.
So you're saying sling a little pack of apples and a toy at them.
Yeah, head on down to the Dollar General and
put a bluey toy in a sack and you're going to get a kid to school. That's real easy.
That's bonkers.
All right, how would you feel about this, Big Rig? You get paid to go to school or just what?
I don't know.
Do you feel like this is a worthwhile plan? Would you feel comfortable with this at all?
I don't know, honestly.
Would you make your kids save it or would you let them spend it?
I'd probably save it, put it into a savings account.
But your kids wouldn't be absent anyway, would they?
Yeah, no, because we homeschool them. So.
Oh, there's that. Okay. Yeah. All right, so bottom line is the wages of wokeness. Under this pilot program, the state would make these biweekly $25 cash transfers to select kindergarten through ninth grade students just for showing up to class. That, to me, is the wages of wokeness right there.
I will say post-pandemic, you know, even here in Alabama, I guess I'd say I've seen a more lackadaisical attitude, it seems, towards some of at least maybe it's some of the, what I remember of like, oh, don't miss school. But yeah, I mean, nothing that would seem like we should.
Listen, when I was a kid, I walked 5 miles
uphill
both ways
in the snow,
no matter what, to get to school. And I was there on time.
I didn't know it snowed that much in Madison.
I don't want to brag, but where I was, it was rough. And that was just the way it was. And then I had to walk home, and it was uphill both ways in the blazing sun, sweating to go home and do 5 hours of homework so I could come back and do it the next day. It's what I did.
Yeah, that's a rough kindergarten. Yeah, I mean, at some point, I guess we need to be like, well, what's wrong with the parents? Like,
well, that's the thing, is what you're doing here really is you're trying to incentivize the kids when the truth is the problem is where are these parents? And oh, by the way, the system allowed this to become a deterioration over time. This didn't happen just overnight. Chicago is a cesspool of progressive policies, and they wonder why their school systems are failing like they are.
I mean, I would think like some of the free meals, you know, or the school breakfast and stuff like that are probably motivators, quite honestly, for some families to get the kids in early and on time so mm-hmm. they can get a good meal and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. That seems like an odd choice of tactic.
Wages of wokeness. Yeah. All right. Next one. Wages of wokeness. You ready? So of the trillions of dollars that are being spent to push the Biden agenda on green energy, all right? You had the clean school bus program. Clean school buses. Clean. I don't know about y'all, but when I rode school buses, they weren't that clean.
Wait, so that's where if the kids don't show up, they got to go out and clean the school buses? Is that what we're...
That's, yes.
Okay.
We'll pay you to clean the school buses. No, we're talking about electric school buses, most of which were made by a company called Proterra. We've talked about them on this show before. So story here from justthenews.com came out 2 days ago. Biden administration plows forward with its electric buses even as cities are now stuck with inoperable vehicles. So here's the deal. The billions and billions and billions of dollars that came out of the Biden infrastructure bill and his other absurdity bill, part of it went to a $5 billion grant program to put electric school buses on the roads. And this is, once again, this is the thing. When wokeness sees a way forward and they have your money to spend, they'll just go for it. It's like a feeding frenzy. It's not our money. Let's just do it. They won't care. And they start buying. And the market is not ready for these electric school buses. So Proterra, Joe Biden himself, heavily promoted that company.
Mm.
And they went bankrupt late last year.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, places like the city of Asheville, North Carolina, finds itself with million-dollar buses it can no longer use. Spent millions in 2018 to add just 5 buses to its fleet. 3 of them are now out of commission due to mechanical and software problems. 1 has a broken door that can't be replaced. Just a broken door. Anyway, how about Stockton, California? They have 6 of their 17 electric buses that are no longer operating, and they also have problems with their charging stations.
Hmm.
How about Duluth, Minnesota? They also bought Proterra buses. They have cracked chassis, and they won't make it up the steep hills in Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, wow. So, cracked chassis.
How about South Philadelphia? Their transit system also had buses that just flat out stopped running because of cracked chassis also. Then Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, purchased 60 of those buses. 60. Most of them are no longer running. By the way, this company wasn't around so long that you know, these buses can't be but a few years old. Did you ever look up, we were talking during the break, what does it cost to buy one regular, typical diesel-powered bus? What are we looking at here?
Average diesel transit bus costs around $500,000.
Okay, so $500,000 still by themselves.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, but they'll stay on the road for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look up and see what the average lifespan is on these things, if you see anything like that?
Okay.
But all I'm saying is this. We've got the Biden administration, according to this article on Just the News, the wages of wokeness here. Their first round of awards for electric school buses gave $42 million out just for things like 100 low-emission buses in Illinois. And even still, it's not clear how many of those are still effective. Why? Because they're pursuing an agenda before they pursue the common sense, and they have your money to do it with. So, hey, what's the big deal?
All that money spent on transportation, and I'm thinking about all the interstates and bridges and stuff that they might need to they could use a little work before we start buying a bunch of new buses.
How about a wall on the southern border? That would have been a hoot.
Hey, that's a good idea.
What'd you find? Is there a lifespan?
Yeah, 12 years, 250,000 miles.
Whoa, really? Mm-hmm. 12 years what?
250,000 miles.
So the average diesel-generated bus that is sold for $500,000 will still have a 12-year lifespan. And we're looking at these Proterra electric buses. Chunks of them are already off the road.
Well, the electric ones are worth $750,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So... And the lifespan on those is probably about the same.
The things we could do for Right Side Radio with that money.
So if anybody wants a good battery pack, you probably can go make a pretty good deal with some of these.
Well, maybe we can go back to school like we were talking about the paying to go to school.
Yeah.
It'd be like that Billy Madison movie. You know, we just go back to school and they pay us. We can pay for it then.
Awesome. With our electric school buses. we need a soundtrack for this. We need a sound. Oh, magic bus. There's a magic bus. There's a song. Okay, am I feeling very old? You're both staring at me.
Are you talking about Magic School Bus?
No, this is a song for... Never mind, both of you. Do
the
some
wheels
push-ups.
On the bus go round and round?
Just stop it. We're going to a break right now as they make fun of the old guy. All y'all out there remember Magic Bus? It was a song from the 60s. It was. All right, listen, we're taking a break right now. We're coming right back. I did not even scratch the surface. I am in the wages of wokeness, and some of y'all are texting in already. I just don't know about this. We may have to cover more of this tomorrow, too. This is too much good stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, playing out some Black Crowes. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Like making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, by the way, thanks to the like 77 people who just texted in that it was the Who playing the Magic Bus. And now Butters and Big Rig know that it was the Who song, Magic Bus. Big doings, y'all. I mean, it's 1968. Badger says 67. It was 67, 68, somewhere in that time. What?
That was before my time, so.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not that old.
But I am. So anyway, yeah, so we got like JT from Lacey Springs, Badger from Athens, Barry from Athens, Steve from Lacey Springs, Skip from Tony, who else? All chiming in. It was Magic Bus by The Who. So there you go. Line one, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, what are you doing today, man?
I've been to Dollar Tree and Walmart, and now we're taking Mom home.
that's purgatory, brother.
I bought the store, or she did anyway.
Well, tell her we said howdy. What you got another day off today?
Oh yeah, maybe even tomorrow. I haven't got no orders yet, so who knows?
Wow. Well, all right. Well, I'm just proud that you listen even when you're not on the road. So what you thinking today, man?
I'm thinking these electric buses might be magic buses or whatever, you know, if they last very long. They got a magical price on it. Well, they got that kind of money, they should do magic.
That's exactly. So the real magic was in how people were bilked out of this much tax money to go into an agenda-driven program that went bankrupt within the first few months.
Yeah. What was it you say? $700,000 for an electric bus versus $250 for a regular?
That's what $500 for a regular, but the $500,000 diesel powered bus has an average lifespan of up to 12 years and 250,000 miles, Big Rig says. And then truthfully, I think it was $750, for the electrics. Mm-hmm.
And how much fuel could you buy for $250,000 in a,
Yeah, or for that matter, just, just the excess you spent on one of those buses could have bought you, half of another bus. It's just unreal.
Yeah, what's the battery cost on those buses? Because, how much it is for just a car, My gosh.
Yeah,
that would be kind of comparable to what it's going to cost for a big rig.
And I got to look, but I seem to recall reading somewhere too that the weight of those buses, because of the battery weight on them, was so significant that it was also damaging roads. Maybe I made that up, but I need to go back and look that up.
Well, I'm thinking you're probably right, because look how much extra a car weighs with a battery part. Just imagine that time on a bus, you know. So it's basically fully loaded even when there's nobody on it.
Well, day's coming, brother, where you're going to have to drive your electric truck down from Indiana, spend 4 hours at Bucky's getting it recharged, and then, you know, you might sleep for half an hour if we have to get back in and drive it again.
I don't think so, because those days, I'll be retired by then. I'm not planning on doing this for the rest of my life.
Well, listen, hey, we got about a minute left, man, but are you back on the road sometime soon? If so, be careful, all right?
All right, buddy. You take a good. All right. Have it easy.
We'll take care. All right. All right. Listen, we've got plenty of doings going on in the text line right now. Just as I finish up here, Mark from Laredo, Tennessee said, "Whatever happened to truancy policies?" I know. What about the guy from Back to the Future? You're a slacker, McFly. Where's that guy out there hunting down the truants? Says in Texas, they penalize parents for kids not showing up for school. Definitely work for one of my kids. He said it places the responsibility on the parents. Josh from Coleman, you'd probably have to fill out a liberal questionnaire to even get selected to get paid. That's probably true, too. And then, you know, have to have your gender assigned and everything else. TL from Huntsville says, paying kids to go to school? What a typical liberal Democrat response. Just throw money at it. What you thinking there, Butters?
Are the grades in?
The grades? Are they in? They are. Let me scroll up in the text lines. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I bet, well, are the grades in? Says, am I missing the grades?
It's right through text up.
Oh, it's two. I see it. Butters, you and Big Rig both get an A+ for your equally fantastic performances. But Phil, nice monologue. Wait a minute, I'm lost. I can't find the grades. Oh, Butters, you and Big Rig both get an A+ for your equally fantastic performances. But today's winner is Phil with an A++. Ta-da! Proud of it, too. Just saying. Listen, we didn't even cover half our ground today, and that's in big part because we had to cover some times this afternoon about losing three troops in action. Troops in contact. It's the phrase you never want to hear come over the air. But there it was. And, 40-plus U.S. troops injured, three dead. God bless our troops. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.